online at near.ie, and on air across northeast Dublin. 90.3, this is Near FM.
Now, on the line, I have Matt Cullen from Swords, and we're going to be talking about pulmonary fibrosis. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael, and thanks for the opportunity to have this interview. Much appreciated.
Absolutely delighted. Matt, can we just start off, maybe, and I have to say, I don't know if you were listening in earlier, but I was trying to say pulmonary. And it's not coming across my tongue very well.
Okay.
Fibrosis. But basically, it's lung fibrosis. So,
yeah, I'll explain a bit about it and maybe relate to my own situation as well.
That would be great. That would be great.
So, just to explain, Michael, that I was diagnosed in 2010. With a progressive and rare terminal illness. Now, it's called idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or to shorten it, IPF for short, okay? So if I refer to that later, that's what I mean. So just to explain what I'm talking about. So idiopathic means they don't know the cause of it. And pulmonary is a medical term for lungs. And the fibrosis itself refers to scarring of the lungs. Now, unfortunately, there's no cure for it. The progression from it can be fast or slow. It depends. Every patient is different. Now, fortunately, in my case, it's a slow progression, well, so far anyway. So some pass away within a relatively, you know, short time after diagnosis, and yet others can live for years with it. Now, in my own case, it affects me in terms of fatigue, frequent chest infections, you know, and anxiety, frustration, is another part of it. But increased breathlessness is a factor. Now, just to explain that in particular. So, the increased breathlessness, that really is as a result of the scarring of the lungs, because it makes it harder to breathe. So if you can imagine this, I'll try and keep this as simple as I can think of. In normal lungs, you might think it's like a sponge, like the oxygen comes in and out of the lungs relatively easy. However, when it's a scarred lung, it's like leather, it's like a leather tissue, and it restricts the flow of oxygen in and out of the lungs, making it harder to breathe. So as time goes on, that gets worse. Until ultimately, unfortunately, it results in respiratory failure.
And how has this affected your life?
So I'll explain. I'll just give you exactly where, like, just to give you some background to myself. Like, I'm well into my 60s now, but I worked for several years as an electrical instructor with the Education Training Board in Tallaght, which I dearly loved, you know, that was always my passion. God, from the age of 12, I loved, electrical gadgets and stuff like that. But anyway, so unfortunately, that was before my diagnosis with IPF. I was working at that. But for health reasons, I then took up a role in the training standards area with the board, which is a healthier environment for my condition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, go along similar lines, like, I think you always have to have a passion in life. So this is kind of relevant to what we're talking about, in the sense that running alongside that, I always loved art. So I completed a degree in visual art practice. Now, this is from the Institute of Art, Design and Technology in Dunleary in 2009. Now, why I'm saying that to you is that was just months before the diagnosis of IPF, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
Mm-hmm.
So the great advantage of that, though, was, like, I think everyone needs a passion. So that gave me the confidence to pursue that passion. So a milestone was, in 2015, I had the first ever solo art exhibition, you know, in March of that year. And then I retired from my role with the ETB just a little bit early into December 2015, because the condition was, you know, getting a little bit worse. So on a really positive note, later this year, I plan to have, this will be another milestone, where I hope to have a second solo art exhibition. And that will be, you know, as you well know about the Fingal area, like it will be part of the Fingal County Council 25th anniversary celebrations. And then another main reason would be to raise funds for the Irish Lung Fibrosis Association, who do great work for the likes of patients such as myself and others, you know. Mm-hmm. So, now, the downside of the art end of it too is that I loved working with oils, but for health reasons, I just had to change. So I'm now working with acrylics. So the work that I'll have on show would be reflecting my love now with the Fingal area. And it'll be depicting scenes now from different parts of the Fingal area in my own distinct way. But then also the paintings, the other paintings I would do would be influenced by my health condition. And, you know, when I say about the health condition, if you like, going back to 2010, I was diagnosed with IPF. And that's done by what they call a high-resolution CT scan. Mm-hmm. And amazing enough, I never smoked, so there was no, you know what I mean, you couldn't attribute it to that. So, if you like, this is kind of a bit strange in a way, because after I heard, they got the initial diagnosis, I was feeling relatively okay, you know.
Yeah.
So the treatment was occasional antibiotics and steroids, and but now it's a different situation completely, because I'm on antibiotics all the time, and I'm using inhalers, and I'm using a nebulizer, and I would be attending pulmonary rehabilitation twice a week, you know, for the condition.
Mm-hmm. And what would that entail?
So, now that entails, like, I go to DCU, or there's another place, SportsLink, and that involves doing exercises for your like your upper body and lower body to try and ensure that you, by keeping as active as possible, you know, mm-hmm. that you remain reasonably fit and strong. Now, I'll use the word reasonably fit and strong, but it does help your mood and your well-being as well by doing that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So look, the way I feel about it is I'm very lucky. I really feel so fortunate. Imagine, I reached the age of 60, very good health conditions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really very grateful for what I can do. Now, it does make you feel frustrated and anxious and sometimes scary, to be honest with you. But however, you know, I do love life, you know, and sure, the thing about it is that, in a way, I perhaps appreciate more things in life than I previously did. You know, I really took things for granted to some extent. But it is more difficult to explain the downside of it. It's more difficult to do tasks that I always loved. I love gardening, you know, that's much harder now. So, but look, on a positive note, you know, I do love art, as you can, I'm sure, gather, and it gives me the drive to keep going, you know.
Am I right in saying that you might be painting one of my own favourite subjects, would be the casino in Marino?
Yeah, that's absolutely, I love that place, yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, sure, you must come to the exhibition, Michael.
Yeah, certainly will. I have to say, I love the casino. It's a beautiful building. Just, you know, looking at it from the Malahide Road across the new playing fields there of Ardscoil Rheis. But then when you go into it, and
it's just
magical. Down. It's absolutely magical. Yeah. And it's all your senses are activated in there. Like if it's raining outside, the chains in the drains, as the water drips down them, they actually create a pure musical note.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely fabulous. And then you go in and they had the rooms are optical illusions where...
Amazing. So that's the... Like, so the motivation I have is because of what you just said. The series like that, like Swords Castle and places like that are just being renovated. It's just there to put my own spin on it too. Like, it's not just to do it exactly as it is, but just an artistic view on these different wonderful areas that I feel so passionate about, you know?
Yeah. And I believe Michael Dara McCauley is supporting the Irish Pulmonary Fibrosis Association with a new video.
Yeah. He is, yeah. Like, I love doing voluntary work, and therefore, like, I said to God, I'd love to be involved in that, you know, so hence the reason for volunteering. So the Illustrate Yoga exercise DVD with Michael Dara McCauley is absolutely fantastic. You know, now I never tried yoga before, and I did have this misconception that it's almost like contortions, body movements, you know. However, that was wide of the mark. But Michael Dara McCauley, you know, he did a brilliant job, you know. So if you're any way apprehensive about it, what I found it to be was so relaxing. There's no pressure on you, you know. Yep. All the yoga exercises are safe, easy to follow. You know, they're very doable. And, it's very good for the mind and body. You need something that's calming, and that's exactly what it is, you know. So for me personally, and I'm sure anybody viewing it and taking part in it, it's great for my breathing and flexibility, and very helpful for reducing stress and anxiety that, you, as I said, would come from living with pulmonary fibrosis. But the other thing to say to you would be that, you know, another great advantage, and that is that you can actually exercise in your own home, whether you're seated or standing, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, and that's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, very important. You know, so it is sometimes really feel like I had sepsis there just about a week or two ago, and the immune system is down quite a lot. So that's just perfect for me. I can't attend pulmonary rehab at the moment because of it, you know. And that's one thing I can do. So it's just, I just find it a great advantage altogether.
And have you any tips for people who are suffering with fibrosis? You know, what are the tips to stay healthy?
I would indeed. I would say to them, wherever to do is really stay active, you know, keep as active as you can. And now, I would say what helped me enormously was attending pulmonary rehab classes, you know. Like, I started doing that in 2013, and I genuinely feel that has helped me, you know, continue to live with this in the best way possible. I know it's hard, I wouldn't deny that. But, and another thing I say is, like, I love socialising now, although it's curtailed a little bit. But I say to people, get out there, you know, and socialise and enjoy yourself. Pick if you have a passion at all, you know, get out there. Even if it means, you know, you have to kind of do things a bit different. And perhaps, I've been involved with the Irish Lung Fibrosis Association since 2013. And I'd say, join up, you know, come to support group meetings, you know, and then eat as healthily as possible if you can, you know, where you can.
Yeah, and I take it, stay away from smokers.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, if you can avoid that, by all means, do that. That's important.
And
and avoid environments where, you know, it's not a suitable environment in terms of the air, etc.
And I take it then one of the other big things is, you know, don't sit in the house all day. Get out there, socialise,
Get out there and social. Absolutely. I think it's so important. I mean, again, just to say to you, like the attitude sometimes would seem to be that if you're in a support group, you know, that it's not all people talking about the condition, and it might have negative connotations. Far from it, we have a good bit of laugh, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Although it's a obviously it's a very serious illness, but it's a release valve for us, like, you know, and it's a way by which to get to know people, other people, and share your experiences.
And
as I said to you, like the that video, like it is so helpful. If people are, you know, if you can't get out, I mean, there are some people you just can't get out to maybe support group meetings, right, like that. But this video is something you can actually do at home and would help you, I believe, quite considerably.
And I take it would also help other people who maybe. Who live in maybe say a bit of a sedentary life, maybe can't get out there themselves or things like that. It's not just people with lung issues. It would help everybody.
No, it would. I mean, look, as I said to you at the outset there about my interpretation, like, it's completely different to what I thought. I mean, Michael Dermagali, like, that was my first dealings with yoga, was with him. And anyone looking at that video, that DVD, you know, as you rightly say, whether you have pulmonary fibrosis or not, it's really very beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot to be said for it, you know, just going wider than that, you know, the amount of people with pulmonary fibrosis or idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
And if somebody wants to get their hands on the DVD, do I take it? It's on the website?
It's on the website. It's actually online. All they need to do, or you can order it now, it'll be at www.ilfa.ie.
And they can download it from there.
Yeah.
They can watch it online. Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. Yeah. It's just, you know, I really... Now, not because it took part in it, but because I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I totally believe in it.
Indeed. And if people want to get more information about lung fibrosis, they can also get it on that website,
www. They can also get it, yeah. There's a wealth of information on that site, should anyone wish to know more about it. You know, definitely. Find, you know, enough, and you see, it's a very one thing I would say about it. It's a very reliable source of information, rather than look up Dr. Google and find out some things that are rather out of date, in fact, you know, or misleading.
Indeed.
So you get very accurate information about the condition.
Matt, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks for coming on this morning, I have to say, I didn't know much about this problem, but it certainly has opened my eyes to it out there, and hopefully it has given maybe people out there, listeners, that if they're worried, concerned, there's a place to go, there's exercises to do, and thanks very much for coming on and talking to us.
Michael, thank you so much for giving me the time to do just that. And I look forward to seeing you then later in the year for that expedition.
Yeah, definitely. Won't miss it. All the best, Matt.
Right.
Take care.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, and that website, if you are, if you want that again, or you want to look up for that DVD, is www.ilfa.ie. So I'll read that again. It's www.ilfa.ie, and you'll get that video on the website, and you can download it, and you can find out a lot more about lung fibrosis.